This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greggy Hill Show brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Legacy. Love for all the right reasons this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Fascination with the Doors lately, Ken.
It came up organically on the show, and they happen to be the greatest American rock band ever, so. What's your problems with that?
You received a lot of criticism yesterday for that list you tweeted
several likes.
Of the greatest American rock band.
Two retweets.
Two.
Wow, that's moving the needle right there.
Yeah. How's the ratio on that? That's not that great, I don't think.
I started a vote, but then I was like, yeah.
I should have picked a white rapper.
Yeah.
Wiggy is dying to know the plot of which film is eerily similar to what is going on with the coronavirus, and it is Contagion.
Yes.
Which I believe we discussed on the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You called it.
Yeah.
You called it. You said that this was just like Gwyneth Paltrow's character going over and, you know, getting sick, essentially, and then wiping out tens of millions of people.
Yeah.
But in that movie, if you haven't seen it, Gwyneth Paltrow's character, Beth, in Contagion, is patient zero, and she contracts the virus in Hong Kong via a sick bat that infected a slaughtered pig handled by a chef that later comes into contact with her.
The chicken of the cave.
Yes, the chicken of the cave. Chicken of the air, the sonar.
But it's almost the same exact thing.
Right.
It's like life imitating art.
It is.
And
you know who else was in that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Who?
Matt Damon.
That's a good movie, though.
It is a good movie.
Have
you seen it?
It's been a while since I've seen it, but that's why you're going to need your doomsday crew because of Contagion.
Oh.
There's not going to be many. People are going to be looking for stuff, man.
You mean like the preppers?
Yeah, your preppers crew.
Yeah,
not getting on Wiggy's crew with white rappers.
We still haven't found our white rapper yet. We're looking for him.
Is there room on your crew for AB when he gets out?
I don't know. He might cause a lot of problems in the
crew.
Oh,
you think?
Are there going to be any possible? I'm wondering when doomsday hit. Will there be any potential of pickup football games? Because if so, we could use AB.
So you have no fear whatsoever about any of these diseases, which is weird to me.
I don't have any fear. Because like that one caller said, there's a million of these. It was Ebola. You couldn't, don't touch anybody. You got the Ebola. And then it was Triple E. And then it was the bird flu. The bird flu was supposed to wipe everybody out. But we still eating chicken.
Please save that
job. And listen. I want a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
You're going to eat it. It doesn't matter whether there's a chicken flu or anything. You don't care.
Flu.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I'm not sure if I watched the same movie, but I believe she lit a candle and that killed the virus.
Yes. Yes, it did.
I got an obscure reference for you, too.
Yes.
Her candle, it's made locally here. It's Skanky Candle.
I'll take that on a Friday.
That's not bad.
Good on a Friday.
Genital region.
Stop.
Is what they're saying.
Stop.
Danielle.
All the feels.
You brought it up.
Danielle. I know, but I didn't
it was
say
your
that
news,
word.
It was your, what you use? The woman region?
I don't even remember what I said, but I didn't.
Women and man region?
Vagina.
I mean.
Well, isn't that the medically correct word?
But do people really go on Goop to get medical advice?
Yes.
Oh, to buy candles.
There are devotees.
It's women only, right?
It's mostly women. Yeah. There are some men, too, but I'd say the larger percentage is women.
But she's an actress.
But she contracts. I have to work on my Gwyneth Paltrow impression. She contracts with doctors that are doing, like, amazing things at farmers markets. Like, when I was married to Chris from Coldplay, like, we just had this amazing thing. My mom's Blythe Danner. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, we do.
It's just really, like, we just got this glycolic acid wipe, and it is amazing. I mean, it just feels so good on your skin. And they're, like, really, I know that people complain that I'm out of touch with money, but I mean, they're at $1,000 a pad. They're super affordable.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everything is so expensive on it, but they pay.
But you have to understand, Greg, like, we source the ingredients and the bergamot for the vagina candle from a dying rainforest. And we're actually, well, not me, but my people are going to go into the village and create a clean water supply.
What is that smell? Those candles.
So it's actually citrus, yeah. Wiggy. I'm really down with the black people, I mean, so we should hang out.
You sure somebody's not making fish and chips in here?
Oh, God.
But honestly, like, good for her because people are paying for this
Everything
stuff,
they
so
put what? On that site sells out.
Yeah.
Whether it's the vagina candle, the yoni eggs that we talked about two years ago.
I don't remember
those. Were the little, the jade egg, or they're made from various stones. Right.
I've seen that on Real Housewives.
In your area, and you exercise
it up,
with
right?
It. Yeah, because you got to hold
stronger.
It. Yeah. It's like holding a 45-pound plate, you know, out in front of you, strengthening your pecs.
Yeah, we got you. All right. We have got to get to what is trending this morning.
Mudded Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Trending Now is brought to you by Moxie Soda, distinctively different. What is trending? What's been trending for how many months now? 3 months? Antonio Brown continues the trend. Turned himself in Thursday night to the Broward County Jail. In response to that warrant, 3 charges, arrived in a turquoise suit at 10 p.m.
Can we play the 911 call again?
Oh, that's classic.
We'll play the whole thing or just select?
Let's play like the first minute of it or so. This is the 911 call.
This is before he got assaulted, allegedly, right?
Right. This is the moving truck driver who made this call when Antonio Brown wouldn't pay the $4,000 that was due for moving his stuff.
Broward County Regional Communications, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a situation here. I'm making a delivery. I'm a truck driver. I'm making delivery. And the guy is high. He smoked. He's threatened me. He's trying to fight. He throws stones in my truck. And the company's truck. So I need a policeman. I need to make a report.
Okay, stay right on the phone with me. Okay, and tell me exactly what happened.
I'm trying to make delivery to the gentleman.
Okay.
According to the contract, he has to pay the balance prior to unloading. I showed him his stuff, opened the door. So the guys refused to pay in a proper form. It has to be cash or postal money orders. I say you can pay whatever, but with the company. So he's threatening me, he's trying to fight, he jumped on the door, he throws the door.
Okay, so he's attempting to make a delivery, and the subject...
Yes, you can do whatever you want, guys. Waiting back when I'm with the police officer online.
The guy just wanted some help.
Nice guy, but he called him a gentleman. Then he went back, and allegedly... The $4,000 was paid, but not the. He promised him additional money if he came back for the damages to the truck, and he wouldn't pay that.
Well, yeah.
And then he got in the cab.
Well, that's what happens when you when you throw rocks at a truck.
Yeah.
He did not pay the $75 damage to the side of my truck. I have to take it to Charadonna's Auto Body Shop in East Boston.
Jeremy Wiggins, please leave the accents to people that are doing the accents.
What's wrong with me? I am black driver. What's wrong with my accents?
What kind of? I've never heard black driver sound like that before.
Now, black Russian.
So, is it possible that AB does some jail time?
We should ask Larry, the lawyer, about that, but I think so. And the bond hearing is today, 8:30. I mean, he was in the prison overnight, so he spent the night there.
You're going to need witnesses. That can corroborate the truck driver's story.
But the neighborhood, man, they hate AB. His neighbors are going to come out and like, I saw it. Mookie Betts trade rumors. How about this? San Diego Padres, and confirmed by the Boston Globe, in addition to being initially reported by The Athletic, Boston and San Diego talking. Prospects, maybe Will Myers. That would be a blockbuster with just 10 days until truck day.
But you wouldn't do that deal, correct?
No, I mean, the only thing that has me second-guessing is the cheating scandal and whether Mookie's offensive numbers are built on the house of cards of, illegitimate means. But You've seen
Betts.
He's so good.
He had an MVP season before Cora got here.
Yeah, but they've been cheating since the Apple Watch, probably in 2017. I don't know. He's a great player. I would pay him. But they say they're not. So in that sense, once, if they've decided not to pay him, then this
then
is
you
got to
trade him.
Yeah, then you get prospects, I guess. NBA All-Star game is in February, but they announced Kemba Walker will start. NHL All-Star game this weekend in St. Louis. Bruce Cassidy is coaching. Pastrnak will be there, maybe part of the skills competition too. And the Pro Bowl. And Wiggy is on Sunday. Don't forget, NFL Sunday, right, Wiggs?
Yeah, what time?
Four big hours. That'll be 10 to 2, I think, this weekend. Check him out Sunday morning. It's the Greg Hill Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, more of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Skip, this is not going away. AB needs help. It's not funny. And I blame a lot of the people that watch him on YouTube and on social media. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Because you gave him all those likes and you convinced him that he was doing wrong. My grandfather always said, when you're a little boy, you feed anything, it'll grow. You feed an ego, it'll grow. You feed confidence, it'll grow. And they fed AB's confidence. They fed his ego. And they convinced him that what he was doing is right when they knew it was wrong. But it sounded good. Because AB locked it back. AB retweeted what I tweeted.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy. Just always so
Shannon Sharp may be worse than Wiggy when it comes to defending AB. So it's not AB's fault. It's the people who liked his social media feeds.
Yes.
They are to blame.
Feeding the beast.
A grown man who is a millionaire throwing rocks at a moving truck.
But we don't know he threw rocks at the... We just know somebody did.
There's no length that you former athletes won't go to defend each other.
No, he said he needs help.
He's blaming people who like his social media.
But I think I'm part of it, right?
Danielle.
That's the most ridiculous. And Tom Brady.
I don't like it. I just acknowledge it.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
If you sit there and you feed into it, you know, people rip.
Feed into it?
Well, if people rip Kim Kardashian, but they watch her show, right. They like her stuff. So you can't, like, say that the reasoning why a part of her or him is the way he is because there are people liking his stuff. Don't do like with Ken. Ken puts out the tweet and two people like it.
That's the
most. You know, he's probably not going to put another one out for a while.
What are you talking about?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
How is it ridiculous for people that have
because
this
what
egos?
AB, what AB did is all AB's fault.
But I don't think he's defending what he's doing. He's saying that people who go and like and retweet his stuff are now just feeding his ego. I mean, he said it like his grandfather, you know, you feed anything, it'll grow. I mean, I give it up. I normally don't agree with Shannon Sharp, but hey, I ride with him on this one.
A texter says maybe AB is going through the millennial midlife crisis, which was my lead this morning.
Possibly.
He could at 6.
And millennials are liking and retweeting his stuff, and you know.
And everybody's like, oh, you see, I told you, he's right back.
I rock with you on this one, Shannon.
Have you realized how often this people in this country are like they can't get out of the way of themselves trying to make excuses for poor behavior?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's always
something. There's always a poor me or a poor them or no personal responsibility.
But you don't think like when people get to a certain point and it's because of social media. I mean, think about it. Now everybody wants to be an influencer, right? Whether it's for good or bad. But if people are liking it and following them and retweeting them, They create this monster. We've been set this. That's the saying that's been around forever. You created the monster. Now all of a sudden,
The
monster's got on your nerve.
I will buy a little bit of the argument that was brought up earlier this morning when we were discussing my lead, which, if you missed it at 6, is that millennials are apparently going through their midlife crisis now in their early 30s. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much pressure to buy a home and to get a job and to pay for things. Yeah. So midlife crisis for them is now happening at 31 years old,
correct,
according to this new study. I will buy that social media could be a factor in that.
Okay.
I don't buy that it's a factor in Antonio Brown acting like a spoiled jerk.
But you do buy that it does kind of play into it where people are acting like spoiled jerks because they need recharge days. So it's the same thing, because there's somebody out there that are saying, hey, this behavior is normal. You know, they got to deal with a lot. Social media, take your day off. You need a recharge. You need to do this. That's a reason on why these people do it, but you won't buy it when people then go like and retweet Antonio Brown and all that other stuff that are feeding into his ego.
Yeah, this is Peter from Mattapan. Hello, Peter.
Yes. Hi, Greg. Listen, love the show. You know, I call in often. But I got to say, somebody was just convicted. The gentleman killed himself. The woman kept prompting him, kill yourself. They turn him around, they convicted her, they said, hey, listen, you pushed them over the edge. Yet we're saying that people telling this man, hey, keep up what you're doing, it's great. If he's psychologically unhinged, does that help or hurt? That's what Shannon Sharp is saying. It's
So it's an interesting comparison. You're making the comparison to Michelle Carter, who just got out of jail yesterday or the day before.
I'm saying you can influence someone's behavior. Just like a lot of athletes think they're above the law because they get away with so much. So people around the country building up this man, 2 million likes, telling him, hey, we love what you're doing.
Right.
That's going to have a psychological effect on
the man. Right. Then the Unabomber was right. I mean, if people are existing merely to be validated by social media, what a horrendous place we found ourselves in.
Says Instagram Peloton.
Right,
guy.
Exactly.
So do you know why Instagram?
Why do you let us know about?
Because it's my freaking job. If I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't have it.
Okay, so that's the only reason why.
You think I want? Listen, I like being able to share the information about the show, the foundation.
Well, then do the show.
25% of the people who are on social media are insufferable.
Uh-uh.
They spend their days trying to find ways to rip everybody.
It's easily 30-40%.
No, I don't think it's that.
Were you tweeting at Twitter eggs last night?
What's that?
Were you going at the Twitter eggs again last night?
No, is that what this is about?
That's what social media is, Greg. I hate to inform you about this, but people are on social media so they can say, look at me and here's what I'm doing and like what I'm doing, comment on what I'm doing. That's why people are on social media. That's the only reason why. Don't front like now all of a sudden that the
I'm not fronting anything. That doesn't explain away why AB is a boorish jerk.
But it plays into his behavior because
the guy could have had anything he wanted in life.
But
he's given a gift that I was not given. Athletic ability.
Right.
So were you. The guy could be anything. He could be doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's throwing rocks. He's high as a kite, throwing rocks at a truck driver who's trying to deliver
his crap.
There
are people that go like it and watch his Instagram live.
And they're to blame.
No, they're part of the blame because they're the ones feeding this monster. Don't go watch it. Don't do it. If he's got one viewer, he might not post or anything like that. Let's not act like all of a sudden we're not on social media because we want to be validated for the things that we do from people we don't even know.
Yeah. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
So, Wiggs, science and doctors say that CTE was a big factor for Aaron Hernandez, and you just dismissed that. And now social media is to blame for Antonio Brown?
No, I didn't say social media was to blame.
No, you said that
I said that if you feed into somebody's ego, then they might continue that behavior.
You did agree with what that nitwit said. I don't even know.
I said that there was some validity what Shannon Sharpe was saying. That when you feed into how do you not see it? I mean, Kim Kardashian is one of the biggest, you know, celebrities out there, and it was because of what she does on social media and people feeding into that.
And they fed AB's confidence. They fed his ego.
Yes, there is a considerable amount of the population that is interested in Kim Kardashian for the life that she leads.
Right.
They would like to have that life.
Yes, and they would.
There's also a considerable percent of the population, which I think is in the majority,
mm-hmm.
who is not interested in that.
Right.
I don't deny her. Listen, she's created a brand. Great. Good for her.
Right. And I think the argument is when you put stuff on social media and you're this person at this level, the more likes and the more retweets you get, they continue to do more. So Kim Kardashian will put more stuff on social media, or Antonio Brown, in his case, will do more of his Instagram live videos.
What is interesting with Antonio, you remember the first big national incident with him? It was going Instagram live mm-hmm. in the locker room
yes.
right after the game. So,
right.
So he has a weird social media fascination.
Well, yeah, because he's trying to create a brand. He doesn't want to just be the best receiver in the NFL. He wants to be AB.
But you could create a brand. Look at go follow Larry Fitzgerald. He does a lot of good things. There are a ton of athletes that you can follow, but that's
well,
not.
Well, Tom Brady has a great brand.
Right, but people like, why are these shows, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love & Hip Hop, all these reality shows, why are they so big nowadays?
Because people don't want to think. They want something
they
that.
Love the, no, people love the drama.
No. Well, yes.
That's true.
They love the drama. You slow down at a car crash.
Women,
why?
Women love the drama.
No, people. Why do you why do you rubberneck at a car crash? Because you're hoping to see something, right? That's why you slow down at the car crash, at the train wreck, because you're hoping to see something. You love the drama. You love the craziness.
This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Good morning. How's it going?
What's up?
Morning.
Social media aside, if you think back to elementary school and junior high, kids aren't fighters, right? But there are instigators that can lead kids to fight, because deep down inside, whether we want to admit it or not, everybody cares about what other people think about them. So I'm not saying that's the reason Antonio Brown does what he does, but it could either inflate or deflate somebody's confidence or the way that they act based off of what other people are feeding them. So if he's getting these messages and they're instigating him to keep that behavior going, then that would just keep feeding and feeding that ego and that confidence. And he wouldn't know the difference between right and wrong anymore.
Yeah.
Depending on his mental insecurities. And
okay. Everything. I mean, this texter says the mental gymnastics that Wiggy is willing to go through to defend Antonio Brown.
I'm not defending his behavior.
Are amazing.
I'm not defending his behavior.
She throws stones in the truck.
I'm not defending his behavior. But what Shannon Sharpe's point was that if you create a monster through social media and you go like and you retweet, what do you think the first thing he does in any situation he gets into? He pulls out his cell phone and goes to Instagram Live or whatever it is. If he only had two viewers, you think he would do that?
Yes, I do.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, I think he
would. If you only had two viewers watching you on the Peloton or something to that effect, or you're
would I still do Peloton?
No, would you still go Instagram Live? No.
I think it's there's a difference between getting on a Peloton because people like to make fun of you for being fat and throwing rocks at a guy's truck.
No, but I'm not comparing you getting on Peloton and him throwing rocks. I'm just comparing the influence that social media has on people and what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
Yes, it is. Don't forget, it's Kim Kardashian West. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up? What's up?
I'd like to say happy Friday.
Same to you.
So, anyways, so I want to agree with Wiggy, and then I also want to kind of counter my statement.
Yeah.
So I do agree with some of the stuff he's saying. Unfortunately, no matter how much we want to disagree, we want to deny the fact that we are animals, we still live in a mob society. It's still people in general. The majority of people can't look away. They have to see the train wrecks. They have to subscribe to the tragedies. You know, you can make a case that that mob that we are as a society contributes to the negativities that we have in this world around us. It is a forest fire that will never be put out. You cannot put it out because the nature of human beings is to just, you know, believe in the negative things. But at the same time, it's like, you know, people that, you know, wanted to sit down and not watch the NFL because they didn't believe in, you know, what the anthem protests were.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the minority. We know that, but you know, there are still people out there that will stand for what they believe in, and they will stop watching something like the Kardashians because they believe it's detrimental to society.
Or it's just not of interest to them. I mean, Antonio Brown does is, I'm not fascinated by what he does.
But that's you.
I'm disturbed by it.
But that's you. There might be somebody else who, when I drive by a car accident, I don't slow down and look at it. I just keep moving.
Yeah.
But there are some people who slow down and look at it, right? There are some people that find Antonio Brown, what he's doing, fascinating.
Let me ask you a question. Since you want to use this analogy, you're like LB with the analogies.
Good analogy.
Did the rubberneckers cause the accident?
No. The rubberneckers.
They caused the accident in the backup.
Did they cause the original accident?
No, they didn't cause the original accident.
They had nothing to do with it.
They caused the, like Danielle said.
They had nothing to do with it.
Right, but I'm just saying.
They had nothing to do with the accident. The accident was caused by the dope who can't drive.
Right, but nobody's saying that AB isn't doing this on his own.
Right, it's just people on social media are encouraging it.
They're playing Sherlock and Holmes.
Right.
He's creating this environment.
Right, this is Josh from Hyannis on the Cape. What's up, Josh?
How you guys doing?
What's going
on? So I tend to agree with Wiggy just in a simple aspect that it's actually been proven. Sociologists realize that Americans love a comeback story, but unfortunately, in order to have a comeback story, that person has to be torn down first. And in society, we put these people up on a pedestal. Look at Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And then it's a frenzy, like there's blood. As soon as there's a drop of blood in the water, the media, social media, everybody is ready to tear them down. But unfortunately, after we tear them down, we feel guilty. So that's why they believe we love comeback stories. I'll hang up and listen.
No. I mean, I guess, where's the personal accountability?
But nobody's saying
this is
that.
Pretty to inspire you.
But nobody's saying that we're not putting up. His behavior is 100% because of the decisions that he makes. But he makes certain decisions because of the beast that social media has made him, where people now, as soon as he pulls out.
They expect him to act like an idiot.
Well, that's what, as soon as he pulls out his phone for Instagram Live, boom, thousands and thousands of people are watching.
Right.
You know, and there might be comments on there, you know, you my boy, AB, or whatever. So now you're feeding this ego.
But look, you know, in this case, if he could stay off of the social media, he might still be playing for the New England Patriots.
That is true.
If he did not go on there and make his comments about Robert Kraft,
that's true.
There may have been, so he may theoretically still be a New England Patriot.
Right, but when he went on there, right, and he made his comments, there were a portion of people in the comments
who liked it
and agreed with it,
mm-hmm.
right? So now, what are you doing? Because you agree in it with it and you like it, you now feeding the beast even more. And that beast is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. All right. Well, oof. Shannon Sharp and Wiggy blaming you.
I don't agree with Shannon Sharp.
I know you don't. And with Adam Schefter.
That's true.
You can't stand Schefter.
Oh, man.
Wiggy and Shannon blaming you for what Antonio Brown did in Florida. We'll be right back.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Where'd you have Pearl Jam on your list, Ken?
I didn't make my top 11. I got Nirvana higher.
That's Eddie Vedder, right?
Yes, it is. A lot of impressions from you today. What got into you? Jeremy.
I don't know. What's wrong with the impressions?
Jeremy Wiggins has spoken.
I was going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy, I mean, does she not know you?
I've done a number of shows with her. So maybe I told you. Jeremy, Jerome. Jermaine is the hottest name to pronounce in the English language.
Well, it's not a pronunciation thing.
It's a wrong name.
Ken, what is her name again?
Danielle K. Trotta.
Daniel.
Right. That's what we get.
But if you've done a number of shows.
But how would I get Daniel out of Danielle?
Because people don't know how to spell it. That's why.
But if you've done a number of shows with her, mm-hmm. you must not have left much of an impression. If she doesn't know that your name isn't Jeremy.
No, it's just
literally, her eyes glossed over.
It's just that. It's when the
mid-paragraph.
The sound of silence started playing in the background. The camera started slowly zooming in on Danielle while Wiggy was talking.
It's just that when the Caucasian is going through names.
Caucasian?
Yes.
No. Caucasian. You should make that your new Twitter handle. The Caucasian, WEEI.
The Anglo-Saxon is going through the names of the Afro-American.
I don't believe...
Jermaine is too difficult to say, so they either say Jerome or Jeremy.
Right. I was going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy Wiggins.
It's not that hard. Is Jermaine that hard to say?
No, she just misspoke.
Never called someone the wrong name before? Guarantee that's wrong.
I never misspoke Danielle for Daniel or Greg for Craig.
There's got to be at least one piece of evidentiary support when you called someone the wrong name.
Not if I'm working with them.
Guaranteed. Yeah, but that's not a... You've been on a couple of times, but you're not consistently working with
her. Yeah, but I would remember. I've only worked with Phil Perry a few times or...
Tom E. Curran?
No. I don't even remember his name, but at least I won't say is the other guy from NBC.
I assume that either she listens to the show or...
I know Kyle Draper. I've never worked with him a bunch of times.
And he gets your name right?
No, I get his name.
You get his name right. Well, I mean, maybe somebody would reach out to her. She could explain. I'm sure it was just a slip of the tongue or...
I know his name. It's Jer. It starts with a Jer, but I just don't know... what it is. So the two names that pop in my head for a male black guy with Jer.
Again, with the race.
I know.
It's not about race. It's going to be Jerome or Jeremy. That's the way.
She should have just said
Wiggins. Right.
She should have just said Wiggins.
Yeah, Wiggs.
You know, like Wiggins said. That would have been the way to do it.
Why is it a race thing when it's just, a factual thing?
Because you're trying to make it out to be like she's confusing black names, and I think
that's all it is.
Isn't a Jerome Jamal situation like you want to make it out to be?
You know what I noticed there is that there's never any confusion with white names.
Oh my!
Jerome Wiggins.
Are you kidding me? All the time. No. It happens all the time.
No.
Yes, it does.
Somebody's confusing Danielle. Oh, how do you confuse Danielle with?
Well, somebody called me Diane.
A listener called up to the show.
She just didn't know your name, Diane. Diane and Danielle, they don't sound anything alike.
I can't believe I have to call her this right now.
You're acting
on the premise that she, I don't even know where I'm trying to go. In my head, I know where I'm trying to go.
Because everything is an affront. It's an affront.
Back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy. She just thought your name was Jeremy.
No, it's not that. It's just, there's nothing. You don't have to be upset when you go, okay, I don't really know his name, but I know.
Do you think she was like... I don't want to come across as a racist. I better get the name right.
But who said that? That's not, she's coming across as a racist.
So you said that.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
You interpreted that.
Interpreted it.
Yeah, no,
you
no.
You interpreted it.
It's not that difficult. No one has ever screwed up Danielle with your name. No. Or Greg. No one has ever screwed up Greg's name.
You got called Craig in the first week of the show.
Yeah.
All the time.
There was a guy who called in and called me Craig Hill.
Yeah.
When I first started this show.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
How is it not the same thing?
Exact same thing.
No, it isn't.
This is Mike. This is Mike from Wakefield.
Oh, you got it right.
Hello.
Hey,
How difficult was that?
It's on the screen. I taped it to the screen in front of me.
What's up, Mike?
Wiggy, you are not someone to call anybody out for mispronouncing things. If you're playing the Javon Wiggins social media drinking game today, congratulations. You are hammered. So I called in because, you know, I laughed at people with the whole Y2K thing. I laughed at people with the whole swine flu, bird flu thing. But I am buying in on this coronavirus.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why this one?
Listen, Craig, yes. I've been driving around the city about 12 hours a day. And over the past couple of years, I've seen this growing trend of these people with these designer surgical masks wearing them out in public. And I'm wondering myself, like, what do they know that I don't? Like, what are they expecting that I don't see coming?
Yeah.
So I've gone full nut house on this. I have stocked myself up for about a year's worth of food and water and medical supplies.
Yeah.
And I am going bunker town on all you people. I am out.
You got a bug out bag.
There's a lot of people who fly with those masks on.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you can get, like, I don't know if you can get a Louis Vuitton one, but you can get designer, like, surgical masks.
I'm actually on Goop right now, and they're doing a Goop X Louis mask collab.
How much is it?
$675.
You're being facetious. You're kidding.
Well, it's for, like, people who
It's like
have
the
colds.
Yeezys. It's, you know, yeah. They're doing the collab.
Yeezys. I like the Yeezys.
This is Jimbo from Boston. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Wiggy, I love you, man, but, you know, when you bring everything to race, it kind of makes me cringe, brother. And to be honest with you, I know far too many guys named, Jeremy that are white. I don't know any black Jeremy, so I don't know where you're getting that from, but.
No, but the point is, when your name starts with Jer, right? Jer. And there are, white people might not have been around a lot of black people.
White people might. Is that why she started with the Jer part? Because you're half black?
No, she knew it was Jer, but she didn't know what the rest of it. So how do you confuse Jermaine with Jerome?
It wasn't Jeremy Wiggins. It was Jeremy.
Right, so Jeremy.
But you tried to make the Jermaine Jerome Jamal black name correlation a couple of weeks ago,
Jamal.
But now you're saying...
Not Jamal, because...
Yes, you did Jamal and Marcus when we were talking about the cable guy in the porno.
Well, that's because in the porn, that's a very, very... it's
popular
a name,
porn name.
Popular porn name is Jamal and Marcus.
hello, Chris.
It is.
Hello, Chris.
Yo, hello.
What's up?
Wiggy, it's not a racial thing. They're making it into a racial thing.
Coming from a guy named Chris.
What?
I need a Jerome or a Jermaine to call me, or a Jamal if they're listening to call me up, or a Jakeem or a Jaquil.
I mean, do you
why? I mean, why is it always Mike, Steve, Bill, Bob, Chris?
Would you like an apology from Danielle?
No, I wouldn't like an apology. I just would like somebody go, oh, you know what? I didn't really know what your name was, but the first name that would come to my mind when I'm thinking of, you know, based on who you are and what you look like, was Jerome.
No, I think she just misspoke on the name guy. I don't think she was trying to make it into a race
issue. So
she,
there's a Y in my name now. Jeremy.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to ask Jermaine
if he considers
French, German, and Russian white.
You
consider them white people?
They look white. Yeah, I mean, I would guess they are.
There are names. I mean, there's all kinds of people.
Oh, but there's never any issue with when Nick is on here. Are they ever messing up Nick's name?
No, they call him far worse things that Ken has to dump out of.
This is Steve.
I'm going to go LB route. I'm just going to go with J-Dub.
J-Dub?
Yeah.
That's your new one?
Yeah.
J-Dub.
Or JW for Danielle.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
Are you there?
You're the lightning rod today. Listen, I just got to straighten you guys out. I'm an airline pilot, fly over to Asia all the time.
Yes.
The reason they wear the masks is not that they're afraid of getting sick, but the people that are already sick wear them so they don't get other people sick.
Oh.
That's why.
Is that really?
Yes.
But why are they?
You go to the Far East. You go to the Far East and they do that. They do it with their children and they do it with themselves. That's why you see that.
But why are they getting on the plane when they're sick?
Everybody's sick, right? Everybody gets sick. You can't stop your life.
Yeah, I guess. All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.